This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 619. Vital advice for Ricardo and his second IELTS exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Three Keys student Ricardo, who has questions about preparing for increased scores on his next test. Today's tips will help all IELTS candidates. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode. You are going to learn a lot today because we have an IELTS student just like you guys out there, and he has a lot of great questions. He is currently preparing to take the exam again. So we're going to talk about his experience so far, and then he gets to ask any IELTS questions that he wants. So listen up, guys, because you are going to get advice that is definitely applicable in your situation as well. So, without further ado, Ricardo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Yeah, awesome. We love having student guests and getting real situations, right? Because this is how other people can be motivated and know that they're not alone, right? There are so many people preparing for IELTS and it is not easy. So, Ricardo, why are you taking IELTS?
Me and my family have decided to move to Canada. So in order to achieve that goal, I need to pass the exam with really high grades.
And right.
That's one of the main reasons I'm taking the exam.
So you're looking for that express entry to Canada, right?
Correctly.
Okay. So you need an 8 listening, 7 in all the rest?
That's correct.
Okay. You can see that I am well familiar with this situation. There are so many students, a lot of Brazilians, who are seeking to immigrate to Canada. So, Ricardo, lots of people are in the same situation as you, right? Okay. So let's talk about what has happened so far. And maybe we could get some advice from here before your next exam. Okay. So tell us how you prepare for your first exam and what scores you got.
Okay. What I did was 2 months before getting my first exam, I started studying with the 30-day plan that your course offers. And I work every day, so I don't have that enough of time to accomplish everything. So what I did was to focus on every single aspect that you have on your course. And I did that for around, it took me more than 30 days. It took me 45 days to finish the 30-day program. Because, you know, there are a lot of things that you have to do besides studying.
Oh my gosh, yeah, of course. So Ricardo, are you saying that you still did all the activities on the study plan, but it just took you longer?
Yes, actually 10 more days probably than the 30 days I had planned. And after that, I just continued practicing with online stuff. There are a lot of stuff in the internet. And I did the practice using the three keys that I have learned with you.
Okay, fantastic. So let's see. First of all, this is great for other people to know that we do have the 30-day plan and the 60-day plan, but if, like Ricardo, if you don't have time to do all the activities every day, you can stretch it out.
Yeah.
You can, yeah, because you really do have to do everything on there, you guys. I mean, all of the IELTS lectures and practice, yes, necessary, but you also need to strengthen your overall comprehension, right? And these extra activities, this is where you get vocabulary from. And we know that vocab is one of the biggest things holding people back on all parts of the exam. So, okay, I'm glad that you were still able to do everything on there. And then you said that you did online practice. So is that like just for test practice?
Yeah, just what I did, I looked up for Cambridge books. There are many there. And I printed the tests. And
awesome.
I remember I had almost 2 weeks to practice, which I took time off work to do those 2 weeks straight before the test. Actually, it wasn't 2 weeks. It was a week and a half. And every single day I did one or two listening tests and two or three reading. And I wrote an essay every single day on that time. But
that's a lot.
Yeah, I was aiming to get a high score.
Of course, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about your scores and then we could kind of backtrack as to maybe what you could have done differently or what you can do to prepare for the next exam. So, Ricardo, what were your scores on your first IELTS attempt?
Okay, my scores were, I got 7.5 on reading. No, on reading. On listening, mm-hmm. I got a 6.5. I got lost in the last four or five questions. And suddenly at the end, I figure out the last question, what it was. So I knew it was all over.
It was all over. That's a great idiom. Oh, man. Okay. And then writing?
Writing, I thought I did better than my score. I got a 6.5.
That's still really good, though. Okay.
I had enough time to check. I need more. I know how to speak English, but I need to learn how to spell some words that are in my mind. So that's one of the concerns I have.
Okay.
Besides that, on the speaking part, I did very well. I got a 7.5.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, Ricardo, I think I said this in Facebook as well. These are really great scores for your first time.
Yeah, you did.
I think the listeners out there, I think they're hearing these scores and they're like, I would love to have those scores. I mean, they're fantastic. I know they're not what you need. But the fact that this was your very first time, I mean, that's amazing. Like, that says a lot. Okay. All right. So let's take this sort of step by step here. Let's talk about listening. So you need to go from a 6.5 to an 8 in listening. And you said that section 4 was the toughest part, right? Because you got lost at the end and then it was all over. So Ricardo, like, how much listening are you doing? Like, how often do you listen to native speakers speak English? Hello, hello, awesome listeners. Don't forget, there is a very special bonus waiting for you, just you listeners of this show, when you get into Three Keys IELTS. Only for you. You get How to Wake Up the Examiner, a video lesson and guide for the speaking exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Only on TV, and I have a couple of friends that speak English, and I have been getting around with them once or twice a week. before the test. But most of the time, what I do is I just get into the BBC news and listen to reporters in there. And right now, what I'm doing every morning, I'm trying to do a listening test, a practice listening test. I'm improving little by little. One of the things I notice, memories, there's a lack there. I can't remember exactly if I made a mistake there. I remember the last 3 or 4 days before, there was one of the questions in the listening part that had to be answered with Roman numbers. And I get messed up with Roman numbers. It's not that I don't know them, but sometimes I just put one or two more dashes on them. So that they'll count against me. So what I did on the test was I rewrote in Latin numbers what they were. I'm not sure if that was in both the reading and the writing, the reading and the listening part. But that's one of the things I did. And I, like, it's in the Facebook group. I asked you that before, and you answered that. Those will count against. And I remember on the reading part, using your strategies that I learned, the skimming, scanning, and all of that, that I did very well. And in my confidence, I got over an 8. Probably a 9, because I had spare time after that. I finished around 20 minutes before all the questions, and that gave me time to go back and review, and everything was all right. But probably I did that mistake on there.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. So, like, all the matching headings to paragraphs, guys, this is, I mean, I'm sorry for you, Ricardo, but this is a good lesson for everybody out there that, like, matching headings to paragraphs, those Roman numerals, right?
Yep.
You have to use the Roman numerals to answer. You can't answer with just like a normal 1 and 2, right? You have to use those. So imagine, yes, Ricardo, if you had used those Roman numerals correctly, you totally would have got like an 8.5 or a 9 in reading. Probably. That's amazing. Oh, listeners, can you imagine being that confident on the reading exam? Like, finishing 20 minutes early and just having all this time to check your answers and, like, just make sure everything's in place. Oh, I love it. That's amazing. Okay.
Something else to comment. On the test day, they seated us on rows. In each table, there were two guys or two girls. Or, I don't know. We were two in my table, and the guy that was sitting next to me, on the listening part, you know, you have 10 minutes after everything is done to copy it to the answer sheet, and he did that also on the reading part. He filled everything on the photocopy they give you, not on the answer sheet.
No.
And I I didn't know if to raise my hand and tell someone or the guy that was in charge to make sure that he writes on the answer sheet, till all the time was gone, and he was confused afterwards. He didn't know what to do. But the instructor was kind. He gave him like a minute to translate everything into the paper.
No, that is so against the rules. Oh my God. There's no room for kindness in being an IELTS invigilator or an examiner. Like, you like everyone has to follow the same rules. Oh my God, that's shocking. Okay, well, listeners, you can't count on that happening, because if that invigilator gets found out, they won't have a job anymore. Like, you can't do that. I mean, that's good for that guy, but Guys, yeah. Oh, what a headache. You have to know the test format before you go into the exam, right? I'll link to another episode where I interviewed an IELTS invigilator, guys. Her name was Beck, and she does the test every week. She's there all the time. So definitely come back to the blog post for this episode, guys. It's episode 619. I'll link back to that because you do need to know what happens on test day. Or like that guy wasted an hour of that reading test. Well, he would have if he didn't get to transfer his answers. Oh my gosh, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, okay. That distracted me a little. But since I had spare time, it didn't matter to me, but it gained my attention to it. I don't know if
of course.
You understand me.
Yeah, it would be distracting. It's like this whole panicky situation right next to you. And I mean, your levels of anxiety are already so high on the exam that it is easy to get distracted or pulled out, you know, of your concentration. Okay, Ricardo, I want to go back to your specific situation. Now, as far as listening goes, raising that to an 8, it's not just about doing a listening test every morning. I think you would be better off spending your time listening to different podcasts made for native speakers. Okay. BBC News is great, but it's the same all the time, right? Same accents, a lot of the same vocabulary, to be honest. And it's going to lose its, you know, motivating quality after a while. So Ricardo, replace that morning listening test with just listening. Okay. Podcasts made for native speakers. I just wrote, was it a blog post? No, a YouTube video, recommending different, resources for different accents. So you need to get Australian English, American English. And for another British podcast, this is from the video. I recommend The Bugle, B-U-G-L-E, The Bugle, because it is, John Oliver used to be on it and he's still on it sometimes, but it's all British accents and it still is about current events and current topics, but it's hilarious. And that is something that the BBC News is not. It's so like dry. It's fine, but you need to have more varied practice. Okay. That's the key to getting the 8. Yeah. Don't do too much listening, test practice. So like maybe once a week, you know, you could dive into a listening test, but you just need to commit yourself to listening to a wide array of accents. Okay. So I think that's a big key for you. Also, as far as getting lost in section 4, finding podcasts where they are monologues, where it's just one person talking for a long time and focusing on keeping track with that, that's going to prepare you for section 4. So if you find something like, the TED Radio Hour or the Moth Radio Hour, these storytelling podcasts, and listen with your eyes closed. Right? So you're just focusing. All of your attention is on this one speaker. I think that's going to help you as well. Okay? So, Ricardo, when is your next exam?
I'm planning on taking my exam 2 months from now. That'll be November 10th.
Okay, so Ricardo, that's a super long time. You have a lot of time to prepare. So definitely go through the modules again. Review the strategies, right? But you need to spread out the test practice. So guys, this is advice for everyone out there. If you have this much time to prepare, do not overdo the test practice right away. Because that's going to kill the motivation. And I've seen it happen. I promise. I've seen it happen so many times where students overdo the test practice and their scores start going down. And that happens like 2 weeks before the exam. They start seeing a decrease in their scores. And that just leads to disaster. So what you need to do is slowly build that up towards your exam, right? So if you have 2 months, I would say for the first month, do maybe one test practice a week and spread it out. Monday, do a listening test. Wednesday, do a reading test, right? Just to maintain those skills. But the rest of the time, you're really working on the other stuff, the vocab, the spelling, right? The listening comprehension, okay? And then a month before your exam, you could start increasing that. So you're doing more test practice as the exam approaches. Okay. So we talked about listening. Reading is good. Still do reading test practice, but I think that's going to be a 9, like no doubt. And writing that 6.5. So spelling is definitely an issue. Start keeping a spelling list, Ricardo. Every time you spell something wrong in like on a listening test, or as you're writing and you use the dictionary to check, or even if you see a word while you're reading and you're like, oh God, I always spell that wrong, add it to your spelling list. And this is a list that will be part of your vocabulary notebook. Okay. And you're going to review this 3 times a week. And for the words that you spell wrong, you're going to write them like 10 to 20 times each.
Okay.
You know, yeah, that's the muscle memory. That is muscle memory. Well, our brain's a muscle, but that's how you're going to remember these words, because spelling is a big deal. I mean, that could have been the half a band difference, you know? Yeah. And you're Brazilian, correct?
No, I'm Bolivian. I speak Spanish.
Oh, you're Bolivian. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, do make sure the punctuation is correct as well. Because I know in Spanish and Portuguese, the punctuation is different, right? The usage of commas is different. So double check and make sure that the punctuation is correct as well. Because that's something that a lot of students overlook. And that does hurt the grammar score.
Okay.
Okay. Now for speaking, you already got a 7.5. Okay. Before we finish today's episode, it's a long episode, guys, full of advice, but let's get one tip from you, Ricardo. How did you get that 7.5 on speaking?
Let me think. First of all, I practiced all the words you had on your course.
Awesome.
The 10 list, but I actually didn't have the time or the situation to put them in practice. What I did was to relax and think that the examiner was like a friend.
Awesome.
That builds up your confidence in a way.
For sure.
And
that is such good advice. Yeah, that is such good advice, you guys. If you can talk to the examiner like a friend, you are relaxed, you are confident. That's awesome. Okay, guys, if you want access to all of these strategies that Ricardo is talking about and will continue to use in the next 2 months before his next exam, remember, guys, we have a special just for podcast listeners, how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach and get that special package just for podcast listeners. And also, as a last note, guys, leave us a review. We are having a contest this month. Leave us a review in iTunes or Stitcher. Be honest, and you might get chosen to come on the show just like Ricardo. Okay, Ricardo, I am so proud of what you achieved so far in your very first attempt. Okay, I think you deserve to feel such a sense of pride and achievement in that, and let that motivate you moving forward, because those scores are only going to get better. Okay?
Thanks. Thank you, really.
All right, Ricardo.
Thank you for giving me the time to be on your pod. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Ricardo is one of the most active students in our Facebook group, and that is why he was chosen to come on today. So thank you for being so engaged in the Facebook group and engaged in your IELTS practice. I look forward to answering more questions from you.
Thanks. Thank you for your time.
All right, Ricardo, have a good day, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.